This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its command. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us of those who follow on his footsteps. My beloved brothers and sisters, part of human nature are the things that we aspire for. Muslims, non-Muslims, the young and the old, men and women, there is just certain intrinsic aspirations within each and every one of us that somehow we like to attain one day. Generally speaking, humans, we like to be rich. We want to have حب التملك. We like to own stuff and get stuff. We like to be beautiful. We love to be presentable. We love to be known. The idea of that, we want to be honored, deemed as noble amongst others. And sometimes we may not attain all four or any of these four things, but somehow we have a lot of admiration to those who have it. And that is why people are crazy about celebrities, especially young, impressionable teenagers. You tell them about LeBron James, talk about, you know, Kobe, and talk about all these celebrities. People look up to them. Because to us, these are the epitome of success. They've got the fame. They made the money. They have the know-how and so on. And in principle, there is nothing with wanting something like this. There is nothing wrong with wanting to be rich. So Islam does not fault you for wanting to be rich. Islam says, how are you going to do it? And what are you willing to sacrifice in the process? Islam does not mind that people want to be known. The question is, known for what? Islam does not mind when people say that I want to be beautiful. They say, according to whom? We want to be presentable and adorned. Islam says, no problem. With what is the question? So the Prophet ﷺ, knowing this about us, he gave us the formula, how to have all these four things fulfilled. So in a beautiful hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma aghnina bil-ilm, wa zayyinna bil-hilm, wa akrimna bil-taqwa, wa jammilna bil-afiyah. Sallu ala Rasulillah. He said, oh Allah, enrich us via knowledge. Oh Allah, adorn us with a sense of humility. O Allah, deem us noble or ennoble us with being God conscious. O Allah, beautify us by keeping us in the state of well-being. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, these are the four things that would really give you what you humanly desire. He said, concentrate on these things. Allahumma aghnina bil-ilm. O Allah, enrich us via knowledge. You know, said that one time Ali ibn Abi Talib was addressing one of his disciples, Kumail, and he said to him, تعال أخبرك عن فضل العلم على المال. He said, let me tell you about the superiority of knowledge over wealth. He said, knowledge is far superior than wealth is. And he said to him, العلم يحرسك وأنت تحرس المال. He said, knowledge truly guards you. While you yourself, when you have the money, you guard the money. Some people say that I made the money, but now I've got so much anxiety, I really don't want to leave that money. I don't want to lose that money. So much energy is spent on acquiring it, and so much energy is spent on protecting it. I had a teenager who came to me once and he said, I hate the Bloomberg channel. Had no idea what the Bloomberg channel is. I said, what is it? He said, my dad wakes up every day at 6 in the morning and he blasts the TV because he wants to make sure that he follows the stock market from opening to end because he is so afraid that he's going to lose his money. So he said, Kumail, he said, Al-man wa anta tahrusuh wal-ilmu yahrusuk. He said, you guard wealth. But in the meantime, he said, knowledge guards you. You know, people who are usually marginalized, exploited, fooled, deceived, are people who don't know. They don't know. And that is why people take advantage of them. So Imam Ali said, knowledge guards you. Not only guards you as far as guarding your what you have, but he said guards you from making poor choices, making poor decisions in life. He said, knowledge guards you. So if you want to be rich, he said, you make sure that you have a lot of knowledge. And then he said, وَالْمَالُ يَنْقُصُ بِالْإِنْفَاقِ. He said, as you spend wealth, doesn't matter how much you have, he said, you will end up with less. Even if you have billions, the minute you spend, after spending, you have less than what you had. He said, وَالْمَالُ يَنْقُصُ بِالْإِنْفَاقِ. He said, وَالْعِلْمُ يَزْدَادُ بِالنَّفَقَ. He said, however, knowledge increases as you dispense it to others. Unlike wealth, the more you give, the less you keep. Knowledge, they say, the more you give, the more you get back. People asking good questions. People sharing their thoughts with you. People making comments. Said, the more you give of it, the more it gives you back and the more you know. And subhanAllah, they say, every time that you read something and you quite don't get it, try to explain it to somebody else. And as you are attempting to explain it to somebody else, what happens is that you start getting clearer ideas about what it is that you read. And that is why, subhanAllah, in Islam, knowledge is celebrated in the most beautiful ways. The most repeated name of Allah throughout the Quran are Al-Aleem, 187 times. Allah describes himself as Aleem, Alim, Allam, Ya'lamu. Said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Arabic is a Semitic language that is based on a root verb, so there are different levels of intensity. that Allah is alim, that Allah is alim, that He is allam. And sometimes it's in the adjective and sometimes it's in the verb. So Allah describes Himself as such. This is the most common name of Allah in the Quran. And then we are told, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Are they equal, those who know and those who do not know? And subhanAllah, as we always repeat, the very first word that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is iqra. Learn, read. Why? Because the more you read, the more you know. The more you know, the richer you become. Let me just tell you how celebrated knowledge is in the Quran. The hadith says, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَكُلِّ مُسْلِمَةٍ لَكِنَّ الرِّوَايَةَ ضَعِيفَةٌ. He said that knowledge is an obligation upon every believer. In one narration it said every believing male and every believing female. And some people have deemed that narration to be a weak one. But every believer includes the males and the females. So in Islam, there is no gender barrier to learning. Everybody is required to do so. And what is even more beautiful, subhanAllah, that Islam does not say that beneficial knowledge is only religious knowledge. All knowledge is good. In Islam, there is no dichotomy between the religious and the secular. Subhanallah, and that's why they say, وَالْحَقُّ يُعْرَفُ بِالْكِتَابِ الْمَسْطُورِ أَوْ بِالْكَوْنِ الْمَنْظُورِ. He said that you get to know the truth by either reflecting upon revelation or by pondering upon creation. Revelation is His and creation is also His. So there is no dichotomy between this and between that. It all leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all knowledge is celebrated. And then in the hadith also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اطلب العلم من المهدي إلى اللحم. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Meaning that there is no age barrier to knowledge. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some people deem this to be weak, they say that اطلب العلم ولو في الصين. Seek knowledge even if it be in China. But the point is that there is no geographical barrier. So no gender barrier, no age barrier, no geographical barrier. It just says that seek knowledge. And subhanAllah, they say knowledge or education is the organized transformation of information that is true. So the requirement is it must be organized, transferred to somebody else in an organized manner, and it must be true. And the Qur'an says that is exactly the definition of knowledge in the Qur'an. نَتْلُوا عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. Let us tell you about what happened between the two sons of Adam in truth. Because we're going to inform you in an organized way, but it will be the truth in between. So the point is, brothers and sisters, said you want to be rich, acquire something that can never be lost. Nobody can take that away from you. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Allahumma aghnina bil ilm. And then he would move on to say, and he would say, wazayyinna bil hilm. Adorn us. Zina. You know, zina, they say, subhanAllah, has three purposes. Adornment. To bring or to enhance the beauty of that which is inherently beautiful, you just make it look more beautiful. And sometimes it is to cover that which is inherently ugly, but you make it appear to be beautiful. But reality is, it may have a beautiful appearance, but the reality of it is that the content of it is terrible. People tell me, alcohol bottles, they look so beautiful. Now every time I go to the store, I look at the alcohol bottles, they just look beautiful. They are presented in a very beautiful way, but the content of it is inherently evil. And that goes for cigarettes. The way cigarettes are packaged, it's beautiful. The packaging of it is beautiful, but the content of it is inherently ugly and evil. So he said, zina is either used to bring the beauty of that which is already beautiful, or to cover the ugliness of that which is inherently ugly. But the point is that we humans, we love to look presentable. So he said, وَزَيِّنَّا بِالْحِلْمِ. But how? The average spending on makeup and cosmology in the US is at $1 billion a month. That is how much money is spent on makeup. $1 billion a month. People are spending it attempting to look beautiful. And please, this is not about saying don't look beautiful. But sometimes we look all in the wrong places, trying to use wrong things in order to appear beautiful. They say that in the year 2011, 14 million people got plastic surgery. 14 million people, 14 million surgeries were performed last year in 2011. People who are not happy with their chin, think it's too flat. No, maybe it's too pointy. My nose is too big. No, it's too flat. No, it's too pointy. My eye sockets is too small. No, I really need to, you know, facelift and need this. Say, so he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everybody wants to look beautiful. So he said, Zayyinna bilhilm. Oh Allah, beautify us with a sense of humility. Subhanallah, humble people are beautiful people. Humble people are beautiful people. You enjoy their company. You love being around them. Because subhanallah, no matter how far they have made it, he said that, you know what, there is always that human connection with them that you never lose. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the best of examples as far as humility is concerned. He didn't say, you know what, everybody is beneath me, I am the messenger of Allah. He said, subhanallah, he said that people would come and the first question they would ask is they look around and they say, who's Muhammad? Which one of you is Muhammad? They would ask. And people would point out to somebody that was sitting amongst them and say, here is the messenger of Allah. Say, Zayyinna bilhilm. So some people translate hilm to mean humility, and some people translate hilm to mean sublimity. People who are not easily angered, people who are not easily provoked. No matter how foolish people become, they've always keep their cool. They'll always keep their cool. And subhanAllah, sometimes we talk about people and say, I love that man. He's always cool, mashallah, tabarakallah. Under pressure, they remain to be the nice people that they are. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like this. One time the Prophet, peace be upon him, was attending a funeral. And people were digging a grave. When this man came and he said, Ya Muhammad, rudd yadayni fa'innakum ya bani abdal muttalib qawmun muttal. As the grave and the funeral is taking place, somebody just died and this man starts yelling in front of everybody, Muhammad, give me back the money. I know you family of Abd al-Muttalib, you keep delaying and deferring even though it's time to pay up. And people were so upset on the account of how he spoke to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and just the bad timing. You just don't speak like that. So the Prophet ﷺ said, leave the man alone, Umar, go give the man his money. So imagine just Umar is walking with the man and Umar is really upset with the man. So on the way the man holds Umar's hand and said, Umar, by the way, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Said, I bear witness no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And Umar looks at him and says, what in the world are you talking about? He said, I have read in our books, Mazdatta alayhi jahlan illa zdada alayka hilman. He said, I have read in our books about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the more foolish you act around him, the more gentle he becomes. He said, I've read all the signs of him, I was just left with that one. I wanted to test it myself. Allahumma zayyinna bilhilm. You know, the people who, you know, no matter how foolish people are, they put a big smile on their face. Say that the best way to look beautiful is to put a smile on your face. And that is why sometimes it's really interesting. The more religious somebody becomes, the more depressed they look. Wallahi, I kid you not. I have no idea for some reason. The more religious you become, the more depressed and the more you frown. Said, subhanAllah, if anything, the deen teaches that, you know what, tabassumuka fi wajhi akhika sadaqa. To meet somebody with a cheerful face, that is part of charity. So why do you do that? Ali ibn Abi Talib su'il kayfa ant? Qala fala in tas'alanna kayfa ana fa innani جليد على عض الزمان صليب عزيز علي أن ترابيك آبة فيفرح واش أو يساء حبيب صلوا على رسول الله. So the idea is, subhanallah, faith is not just something that, you know, puts the heart in peace, but it also, subhanallah, helps guide our facial expressions. And part of it is that, you know, I would say that the more in peace you are, it will show in your demeanor, and you will have no difficulty of, you know what, just putting a smile on your face. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, wa akrimna bit taqwa. I want to be noble. I want to be known as a noble man. You know, nobility. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, truly nobility is about being God conscious. Because at that point, it is not people who are going to deem you noble, but rather, inna akramakum indallah. That the most noble of you in the estimation of Allah. Not anybody else, in the estimation of Allah are those who are most God conscious. So he said, if you're looking for nobility, find it in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, وَجَمِّلْنَا بِالْعَافِيَةِ. Oh Allah, make us beautiful by always keeping us in the state of well-being. Afia, that is being healthy. He said, oh Allah, I want to look beautiful, and truly beauty is about being healthy. Subhanallah, have you seen people who are just too weak to walk? People who are just not doing well? Maybe it's the terminal illness, whatever it is. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Allah, keep us always in the state of well-being, for that is where our beauty comes from. وَجَمِّلْنَا بِالْعَافِيَةِ. Brothers and sisters, these are the prophetic formulas of how we can be rich, look beautiful, and be presentable, and be deemed as people who are noble. We pray what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Allahumma aghnina bil ilm, wa zayyinna bil hilm, akrimna bil taqwa, wa jammilna bil afiyah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. سبحان الله. Islam, brothers and sisters, is such an empowering deen. And what is beautiful about this prophetic statement is that everybody has access to it. Everybody has access to it. You know, when people write books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, GetRicher.com, I don't even have internet. How am I supposed to find out about this? I can't even read. How am I supposed to find out about this? I don't even have the starting principle. How can I become richer? I can't even afford to buy this product or even order it. So Islam says, this prophetic formula, everybody has access to it. Everybody has access to knowledge. Everybody has access in improving their own selves by being haleem, sublime and humble. Everybody has access, subhanAllah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And as far as health is concerned, when we have it, appreciate it. And know that this is truly what makes us beautiful. And as such, inshaAllah, we will feel rich. We will look beautiful. We will feel beautiful. And there is going to be that sense of honor in all of us. Please do not misunderstand. I'm not saying don't aspire for wealth. I'm not saying don't want to have money. Wallahi, that's not the point. Two things Islam says. Make sure that you acquire it through the right means. But even more important, make sure that you acquire money for things that money can buy. Because many things we acquire money, or many times we acquire money to buy things that money cannot buy. Money can buy you entertainment, but it cannot buy you happiness. It can buy you a bed, but it cannot buy you sweet dreams. It can buy you fame, but it cannot buy you true friends. It can buy you books, but it cannot buy you knowledge. It can buy you food, but it cannot buy you health. So the point is, want money for things that money can buy. It is so dangerous when we acquire money to buy things that money cannot buy. At that point, no matter how much of it we have, we will always feel and be poor. But as we are taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, seek education. He said, that is where you are going to find your richness. Speaking of education, as you know, inshallah, this coming Sunday is going to be big Sunday. And that is where faith groups from different, you know, denominations get together to make a difference for those who are less fortunate than we are, for those who are homeless. You know, I think last time I was here, I told you that in the Anaheim school district, there are about 26,000 homeless students. Now remember, what do people know about Anaheim? It is the city with Disneyland in it. It is the happiest place on earth. The happiest place on earth has around it 26,000 homeless children. What a shame. So on Big Sunday, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, everybody, what they do is that they invite one another and say, let us make a difference. Let us make a difference. Alhamdulillah, we're so proud that our masajid are inshallah part of that difference. You know, your own masjid here, the Mission Viejo and Irvine and all the masajid are making a difference. So what do we want you to do? We want you to make a difference. There is going to be blood drive. Now subhanAllah, the nation's average on donating blood is anywhere between 1 to 3% of the population donate blood. Okay? Pay attention. Anywhere between 1 to 3% of the nation, they donate blood. Do you know what's the percentage in Orange County? It is -2. Orange County is the county that gets its blood from outside the county. But remember, we live in the happiest place on earth. So inshallah, this coming weekend, you know, we're looking for our community members. Say, come on over. I don't have any money to donate. But alhamdulillah, you know what? Are you healthy enough? Why don't you come and donate your blood? Inshallah, your blood will be put in good use. So we're looking for people who can come and donate blood. Please register outside. And then there is something else. You know, the 26,000 homeless kids here around Anaheim area. So let's make a difference. You know, we talk about education, praise education. We wanted to bring children books. It's a children books drive. Bring the children books. You know, your kids that have been collecting dust in the garage for so long. Bring the books, bring them to the masjid, inshallah, and let us make a difference. But whatever it is that you decide to do, inshallah, on your way out, make sure that you do, inshallah, register out outside. And also, inshallah, happening on May 5th, inshallah, coming up, is the 8th annual banquet, Defending Religious Freedom, Understanding Sharia, featuring different people, and that will be taking place at the Sheraton Park Hotel at the in Anaheim here on Harbor Boulevard. And these are beautiful activities that we would love for our community members, inshallah, to be part of it. And as we said, we want to pray as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, O Allah, enrich us with knowledge. O Allah, beautify us with humility. O Allah, ennoble us with being God conscious of you. O Allah, adorn us with good health. Allahumma aghnina bil ilm. Allahumma zayyinna bil hilm. Allahumma akrimna bil taqwa. وجملنا بالعافية اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن دعاء لا يسمع ومن بطن لا يشبع ومن عين لا تدمع اللهم اغننا بحلالك عن حرامك وبفضلك عن من سواك اللهم اجعلنا أفقر عبادك إليك وأغنى عبادك بك برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة